Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
A very good morning, your daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumbadrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. All right, we're going to talk to a beautiful sister now, Sharon Murphy. She's the granddaughter of Aunty Rita Cynthia Holt Huggins, who's with us in spirit, and talk about her beautiful life and the love and passion that Sharon has for her grandmother. On the line, Sharon, very good morning, sis. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Trevor. Thanks for having me on the radio today.
Now, thank you very much for coming on, my sister. First of all, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
Yeah, well, my grandmother is Pitjarra, Bidjara, Aboriginal woman, taken from Carnarvon Gorge Springshaw onto Wakka Wakka country.
Yeah, okay. Yep.
I'm at the moment down in Ngunnawal Ngambri country.
Okay.
With my Wiradjuri children also now.
Beautiful, fantastic. So, look, let's talk about a beautiful grandmother of yours, Aunty Rita Cynthia Holt Huggins. Look, a powerful black woman, a mother, a grandmother to all, virtually the community, wore her heart on her sleeves, but a very robust, activist, strong black woman. Of course, you speak with so much love and passion about Aunty Rita, your grandmother.
Yes, yes. Nan, my grandmother would have been turning 100 on the 10th of August.
Okay.
This year. She was born on country, and like I said, taken to Cherbourg. So I'm trying to organise and get the word out there for, you know, the NAIDOC theme is for 2021 is Heal Country.
Yes, Heal Country, yes.
Yeah, and, you know, it's just fitting that, you know, Nan's always with us in spirit, but getting the mob back on country, you have to heal.
Yes.
You know, to understand where their bloodlines come from, to be proud of where they come from. And just to have a big celebration and keeping those connections, not only talking about them, but also writing them down for the next and the next and the next generation.
Yes.
It's very excited. I'm very excited. Mm. I know there's others in the family that are excited.
And it brings us all together, which is so very important. And when we look at the theme of this year for NAIDOC 2021 is Heal in Country. When you're getting mob together back on country, ancestor spirit, your grandmother spirit, is with you. And that is the good medicine that we all need, don't we?
Yes. You know, and that's exactly right because, you know, if we don't use it, we lose it.
Exactly.
So we need to connect spiritually to our ancestors to heal whatever is in our bloodlines. And that's working down your bloodlines. You know, like this amazing woman had, you know, 13 siblings.
Yes.
And they had 5 to 7 children themselves.
Yeah, so big clan.
A descendant of the Holt line is to keep that name on, to be very proud of who we are and where we come from, and you know, and to teach our generation that as well.
Yes.
I love the movie Coco. It's
okay.
That kids animation movie.
Yep.
Like I said, if you don't use it, we lose it.
Yes.
And we have to keep that with us because we don't want to lose our culture. Mm.
Well, exactly. And look, and we have not got the right to just sit there and idle, to be idle in life. We've got to go got to be a go-getter, you know, for our ancestors, for our elders who've gone before us, you know, paved the way, and we are still here in the 21st century. We ain't going nowhere, and but we're still fighting for our rights and regarding our recognition, acknowledgement, and all the above, closing the gaps, and that's why it's important that we be strong because of, like, your beautiful grandmother, Annie Reader, Cynthia Holt Huggins, yes?
Yeah, the best medicine, bush medicine, and healing, connecting. That's how I feel.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, I'm not an academic. I'm you know, I've been instilled with the beautiful wisdom and love from my grandmother.
Yes.
And that's what I continue to share, not only with my own family but within my own community.
Well, that's a professor who shared her life and her aspirations of life to you. So you are a professor in more ways than one, my sister.
Yeah. And that's the main thing is whatever I have, the knowledge that's been passed down to me, is especially coming on country, where her journey began, and coming together to overcome the trauma and the barriers.
Yes.
You know, that very we important. Face. We face every single day, having the tools to understand ourselves, to heal ourselves,
yep,
and to work together, you know.
Now, your beautiful grandmother had a beautiful life she lived. She was part of the OPAL, which is acronym for One People of Australia League, a non-political organisation, which formed in Brisbane back in 1961. She was a part of that, part of the referendum. Also helped with the Murray School there at Acacia Ridge. So she was a real go-getter for our mob.
Yeah, look, you know, and I think... That's where she educated us.
Yes.
You know, although we went to school, we were still part of the community. Everything that she did from her schooling, her education, and where she came from as a young Aboriginal woman, girl, to where she was today and what she instilled in all of us.
Yeah, fantastic.
You know, the struggles that she faced and, you know, how to overcome and rise above that.
Yes, and so you have a celebration of her life. You're saying in at the end of this year, August.
Yes, well, it's on Tuesday, the 10th of August.
So yeah,
that's Nan's date of birth.
Okay,
and that's when she would have been turning 100.
Yep.
So in honor of her, and you know, I just want to give her the biggest celebration in honor of her name.
Yes.
And to bring all the descendants of the Holts up to have a family reunion, you know, a Holt reunion.
Yes.
As well.
So she was born in 1921 then, 100 years, yes.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. So where are you all meeting, Sharon?
In Carnarvon Gorge.
Carnarvon Gorge, so, okay, right here, yep.
Yeah. I'm heading up that way this weekend. I'm going to meet up with my cousin,
yep.
Brad Jarrow, and he's going to take me around.
Yeah, beautiful.
Country to get that feel of it.
Yes.
Because I haven't been on country before, and I can't tell my mob if I haven't been up there. Where
exactly,
we're
going. Exactly. Well, see, and that's your grandmother. Her spirit is working. You are having the celebration on country. You haven't been to country, and you're about to have the celebration on country. It's meant to be, yeah. Sister. She's tickling you there.
Yeah. You know what? I can. I said to, you know, family that I'm talking to. I said, you know what? I can just feel that in my heart that the ancestors know we're coming.
Yes.
You know, I got nephews ready to go up there.
Shut up, I got goosebumps here. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, to stir it up. This woman is just an amazing woman.
Yes.
And I can only speak from the love, from the heart, that what she instilled in me, and the rest of the mob her sisters, brothers and sisters' children,
yes,
nieces and nephews, her own children, people in the community, you know, and that's everybody that's Aboriginal, not Aboriginal, every race. That
sure.
She got to her presence. She had an impact. She was just, you know, she will always be Nana.
Yeah, beautiful, Nan. Look, a beautiful story. Thank you very much for sharing, Sharon. Look, all the best to you and your family, your mob there. Your beautiful grandmother's with you in spirit and sitting there right beside you there in the car. So it's too deadly, my sister. And thank you for sharing. All the best. And we'll talk soon, sister.
All right, then. Thanks, Trevor, for that. Appreciate it.
You take care, Dub. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
A deadly yarn there. Sharon Murphy, her name is. She's the granddaughter of Aunty Rita, Cynthia Holt Huggins. And the young Sharon there is organising with the family a 100-year celebration. 100 years would be in August 10 this year that mother would have been, grandmother would have been. But she's with us in spirit. But look, very strong, has brought the family together in celebration of her life back on country. And young Sharon Murphy, their granddaughter, hasn't ever been on country. So that's how strong our ancestors are, making it all happen from the other side. Look, have you say, Yarn Up Strong, add to the conversation here. National Talk Black, that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. Yarn Up with the Baldy on Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from McCurry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumber Brit Media, 19.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have you say, your mob, Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416.
There was a friend of mine on murder. The judge's gavel fell. Jury found him guilty. Gave him 16 years in hell. He said, I ain't spending my life here. I ain't living alone. Breaking the rocks on a chain gang, breaking out, heading home. I'm gonna make a jailbreak. And I'm looking towards the sky. I'm gonna make a jailbreak. How I wish that I could fly. All in the name of liberty. People start to scream. Big man lying on the ground with a hole in his body where his life had been. But it was all in the name of liberty. All in the name of liberty. To set me free. Freedom. He was chasing spirits dying. No use trying, but he made it out with a sheet around his neck. Yeah.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7. I remember the day.
Miss me, Bush Takabanji, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
A very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. You know it, BBM Bumbra Bit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Have your say, Yarn Armstrong, 1-800-422-416. All right, next program we got here is Which Way Yarning, this next segment. Proudly sponsored by IGA Pocone, Brinsmead, Edmonton. They give us a box of fruit here at Bummer Brisbane Media. Healthy living, healthy lifestyle. Message we deliver to our school-based traineeship and getting our young ones on track and regarding their health. And catch up a yarn there with Senior Constable Nicole O'Rourke. Come to join us. She brought bodyguard there, project coordinator for Project Booyah. That's Jesse Geary. And also, she got a bodyguard, Constable Bo Kelly. A very good morning. How are you all?
Yeah, morning.
Thank you.
Morning. Yes, thank you, Bo, coming into the conversation there. Start with you, Nicole. Who your mob? Where are you from?
So I'm Yindinchi Nation from over at Yarrabah. Grandparents are from over there.
Beautiful. Good connection over there. Big shout out, Yarrawa Mob. And over to you, Jesse. Jesse Geary, who you mob? Where you from, sis?
I'm Birragabba. Ours is the Juru tribe down near Bowen. Bowen area.
All right. Represent. That's mango country.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
And Bo Kelly, where do you stem from, my brother?
Yeah, down from the Sunshine Coast.
Sunshine Coast. Saw the light and come to Cairns, Edmonton, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Yep. Yeah, there it is. Look, yarn here today, Nicole. You brought Jesse Geary in. Jesse's a program coordinator for Project Booyah. And so tell us about connection there with the police force and then how Jesse comes into the frame of things. And then we'll talk about the program with the coordinator, Jesse Geary.
So I'm Jess and her husband Adrian. So we all know
each other. Big shout out, Adrian. Yep.
Yeah. We all know each other from being around, just how, you know, Murray's know everyone. Mm. Mm-hmm. And and I've previously had Adrian Geary on before.
Yes.
A lot of people would remember, no mm-hmm. doubt.
Yes.
A couple times, actually.
And he heads up Gordonville, doesn't he?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
sergeant in charge, but that's only at work. Hey, Jesse,
that's at work. Yeah,
thank you. It all
right.
Changes when you guys get home.
Yeah, we've thank got you, too many dear. Kids,
you're the better half. Yeah. Continue, sorry, Nicole.
And I wanted to have bring Jess in for a little while, so that she could talk about the Project Booyah and what the project does for some of our some younger ladies in our community, and provides them with a few good things. Before sending them off into the big wide world,
life schools. Okay, Jess, I'll bring you into the conversation then. So, program coordinator and Project Booyah. So let's start with the project, what it is about.
Yeah.
How did you get involved? And tell us what you guys do there.
Alrighty. So I have been school-based police officer for Bentley Park College.
Okay.
And I've just been relieving in Project Booyah for a year and a half, and I've just won this position. I've been linking up with youth for, I think I'm in my sixth or seventh year now within the police service.
Yep.
And Project Booyah is awesome. We run two semesters. They go for 16-week programs. The first 4 week we run what's called Respect, and that is engaging the girls into learning, I guess, general life skills.
So you only deal with girls?
We only deal with girls up in Cairns. Okay. There's 10 different sites around Queensland, but we're the only town here or city where we deal with girls only, because there's such a high need for assistance, for support for these girls here.
And what age are we talking?
We work with girls 15 to 17, but we do take mature 14-year-old girls.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just there within that first 4 weeks of Respect. We try and educate them on things like cognitive behaviour therapy, anger management, communication skills, goal setting, identity, self-esteem, all these things that these girls, you know, they might be lacking. We work with girls that are becoming disengaged with school, disengaged with community, family, and our job is to mentor them. As a police officer, you know, we're trying to create that, we're trying to overcome the barrier and linking up our girls within community, back into education, back into employment, back into work experience.
On the right path, just going a bit detour, try and get them back on the right track.
That's right, that's right.
So nothing beats black on black, and then we're talking female on female.
That's right. That's right,
so
yeah.
That's what the program consists
And it's been
of.
Working, yeah. We just went away to a conference down in Brisbane in January, and the statistics that we, with a report that we were given, it is, it's favourable. And
Good, thumbs
it's,
up.
Yeah, well, Beautiful. Federal government want to keep supporting it, and our unit has just become a permanent unit within the Queensland Police Service as well.
Okay. So how long does the program go for?
16 weeks, and then we transition with, we've got a team. I'll start off with, we've got a team. I'm the program coordinator, police officer, oversees a site. We've got a police liaison officer that also links up, supports kids and their families. And then we've got two youth support officers. One position's vacant at the moment, new mob. So if you, if anyone's interested, you've got a diploma in community services or youth support work, or a Cert 4, chuck your resume in. Keep an eye out on Seek.
Yeah, so you're looking for, is it a female position?
Well, no. We're looking either male or female. Would love to have you come on board.
And First Nation person?
Yeah, well, no, it's anyone. It's Project Booya isn't just for Indigenous kids. It's for non-Indigenous as well. So anyone that's identified within the community and you think, yep, they need support, yep, get in contact with me. We've got referral forms.
Okay, fantastic. So what would the how long does the program go for is what I want to ask.
Yep, so 16 weeks we transition over to our youth support officer and then we will follow you for 2 years. Okay. 2 years and longer. We really mentor you.
Sure, fantastic. Yep. And so classroom based or?
No, we work out of a hub, which is a house.
Yep.
And we go and do a lot of adventure-based learning activities. So we link up with, the Northern Outlook, equestrian, like work with horses.
Cool. Okay.
What else do we do?
Look at all different avenues, different, industries.
Yeah.
Different
Multiple stakeholders.
Yep, yep. Beautiful, fantastic. And so how many girls in the program at one time during the day?
Yeah, we have 10. We work with 10 at a time. So we got two cohorts a year working with 10 girls at a time.
Yeah. And the girls keep coming back and they stick to the 16 weeks?
Yep, they do. Cool. Yeah, yeah. And then we've got a big graduation. We pick them up in a limo and everything.
Well, that shows you if they're sticking with it, then it works.
Yeah.
And then if it works, then should template across the country.
Yeah, you know it's been fantastic.
If we're talking about engaging with their young ones, and give them the self-esteem and give them the belief and a vision for their future.
That's right.
And they're being active in it.
Yeah.
It sounds like a deadly program.
It is, yeah. And some of the females, it's giving them the opportunity with a second chance because some of the girls that come on might have minor criminal offences. Could just be stealing something. Mm. But we work with them and we've seen over the past, we're in the sixth year running Project Booya in Cairns.
Yep.
And during this time, I think we've received a 96 reduction in criminal activity being continued with the girls. So
applaud you. Fantastic.
Great.
So for young ones to join the program, they don't have to be coming from a crime situation, court situation, do they?
No. They could be in school. They could be, but they could be in school and just not engaging, having some social issues, and then sometimes those kids get referred to us. They could be not going to school at all and the parents think, we got issues that are going on. I need some help.
Yes.
And they send those girls to us. So
fantastic. So, and how long have you been part of the program?
This will be nearly 2 years now.
Good. Enjoying that journey.
Yeah, loving it.
Yeah, beautiful. Fantastic. So Project Booya is only operating in Cairns?
Nope. No. So there's 10 sites around Queensland. So we've got a site in Gold Coast, Logan, Redlands, Ipswich, Rockhampton, Townsville, Mackay just started.
Good.
Here in Cairns.
But you're the only ones that are doing only girls.
We're the only ones that do girls up here. Yeah.
Okay, so all the other projects do boys and girls?
They're not mixed groups. Okay. It might be a full boy cohort or a full girl cohort.
And you're the only girl cohort here in Cairns. Oh, fantastic. So, look, it's a proven system, the word Booya. So where does that come from?
Yep. So I think the Detective Senior Sergeant down in Brisbane, when he first created it, Booya just means life.
Yeah, Booya. All the army, all the military, when they're out there doing their bits, doing their bit there in the military, doing the training. Booya.
Yeah.
It's like a go-getter slang. Get out there and do it sort of thing.
Yeah, it is. Leadership, aspiring. This, it means a lot.
And the kids are not uniformed up, are they?
So once they complete the first 4 weeks of Respect Program, we will go out, we'll do a big trek, and we issue them with a Project Booya shirt it's a bit of ownership, eh?
Yes,
that identity,
yes.
I belong to something.
Level. Yes,
that's
right. Team effort, beautiful. Fantastic. So look, I think it's really great. So it's working. Keep doing it. That's what I'm picking up here.
Thank you. It's been great.
Excellent. So big shout out to your deadly team. And this is all in conjunction with the Queensland Police, isn't it?
That's right. Queensland Police Service, we link up with multiple stakeholders around Cairns.
Yes.
We've even got people from Mareeba, Tablelands there contacting us as well. We went out to Yarrabah the end of last year. It was deadly. Hey, it was deadly. We linked up with a Indigenous local artist, Wayne Connolly.
Big shout out, Wayne Connolly. Yep.
Yeah, he's too deadly. He worked with our girls and they've created an art piece, that they've been able to keep. And it was so therapeutic. Okay. It was wonderful, yeah.
All right, beautiful, fantastic. Lovely. Well, thanks for sharing, Jesse. Keep doing what you're doing. Big shout out to those Deadly Sisters.
Yes, thank
okay.
you.
Okay, and look, be yarning with you down the track. Fantastic. And, yes, yeah, so over to you, Nicole. I think that's fantastic in regarding that that program.
Yeah, that thank you, Jesse. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's I could. There's no way I could talk to it. Two reasons. Mm. I've never worked there, yeah. and I don't know, like, I don't, I've got no idea about
well,
the
Well, you two got educated in on Project Booyah.
Yeah, so I just know about today. It, but Jessie's got the inside knowledge. She knows how it runs, and
yeah.
that's why I really wanted her to, and thank you for coming in to talk about us.
Sure.
It's a pleasure.
Yeah.
You
know. Okay, I won't leave the brother, Brother Bo, bring you into the conversation. Constable from down south, moved to Cairns here. Did you hear of the Booyah program before?
Yeah, I've heard about it. Just didn't really know, you know.
What it consists of.
That's right. So it yeah. sounds like it's a really good program. So
yeah, yeah good. So does the police force get involved in Project Booyah? I mean, do you guys drop yeah. over there and have it?
Yeah, they definitely do. Like, we have referrals from, it could be CPIU, Child Protection Investigation Unit.
Okay.
Other police officers from other stations, if they're going out and they're, you know, they might come across some youth and they think, you know what, let's try and get you back on track. Yeah. They just get in contact with me and then we go out and see the families and try and reach out as a holistic approach
yes,
to deal with
exactly.
them, hey, and give them the support that they need.
Sure. Yeah. So, so when you look at Constable Bo Kelly, new to the scene here, would there be opportunities for like a new constable to come and look at Project Booyah and yeah. get the education? And
well, that's where I started out. Yeah, I started out with the girls that were in Project Booyah a few years ago. When I moved to Cairns, they called out to me. I went and did presentations and stuff. So we love it. Hey, it's just the girls that are in program, they're able to identify and start, you know, building those relationships up with other police officers within the community. And, you know, you could be walking along the street or in the shopping centre and they all come up to you and say, g'day. Yeah, big yarn.
Building bridges. That's fantastic. It. All right. Guys, look, fantastic yarn. Thank you very much for sharing. All the best to you guys. Big shout out to the Edmonton mob, the police station there, and Senior Sergeant Glenn DeLay.
Thank you.
Deadly
I'll
hero.
Let him know.
Yep. And he can do lunch next time. Fantastic.
I'll tell him that, yeah.
And we'll yarn soon. Take care, Jesse. Thank you, Nicole.
Thank you.
Brother Bo, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, too deadly. Beautiful yarn there with the guys and girls in the blue uniform. And that segment there, Which Way Yarning, proudly sponsored by IGA Pocone, Brisbane, Edmonton. Give us a box of fruit here once a week here at Bummer Bipper Media. And about healthy living, healthy lifestyle message we deliver to our school-based traineeships. So deadly yarn there with Jesse Geary, program coordinator for Project Booyah, and Senior Constable Nicole O'Rourke and Constable Bo Kelly, too deadly. Have your say, yarn up strong on National Talk Black, that deadly number here, 1-800-422-416.
Once we go, we go to river swim. When we go fishing, we catch in the brim. When the river's low, we jump off the bridge. When we get home, we play some dish. Once we go, we go to river swim. When we go fishing, we catch in the brim. When the river's low, we jump off the bridge. When we get home, we play some dish.
Call me Wally, this way I'm at. I wear my NRL baseball cap. Come out of my team if you know what I mean. To be the captain, that's my dream.
My name is Keith from McKinney Street. I walk and still still beat the beat. When the crew's here, I shake a leg. This is my rhyme and that's what I said. When the street go, we go to river and swim. When we go fishing, we catch in the brim. When the river's low, we jump off the bridge. When we get out, we play some dish. We play some dish. We play some dish. We play some dish.
The colors in have no feet. All you are pigs, but watch out on speed. I meet the gang and I'm almost 10. I'm a Ben Ackler like Jackie Chan.
Mendel is my name, I like to do backflips. Listen to the words that come from Molly.
Jump off the bridge and I fly the ditch.
When I catch a fish, I put it in a fridge.
My name is Buddy, I can't stand still. From Kenya, Scobo, the Golden Hill. I've been moving round from town to town, and this is how I get down.
When the street go, we go to river swim. When we go fishing, we catch in the brim. When the river's low, we jump off the bridge. When we get home, we play some dish. When the street go, we go to river swim. When we go fishing, up, we go to river and swim. When we go fishing, we catching a brim. When the river's low, we jump off the bridge. When we get on, we play some deep.
Continent over Derby. sights to see. You sure can be lured.
To Delhi Warrumpi Band here with Your Delhi Track Stars, it's called, here on Your Delhi Program, National Talk Black. Have your say, yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. We're going to catch up with someone on the line. Someone, good morning.
Good morning, Delhi, brother. Yeah, brother, I got my TV on. It's on the mute button there. Brother, I'm waiting for this federal minister to come on to say that he's innocent of raping that 16-year-old, eh?
Yeah. And it's about time they come forward with the person who's at the front and centre of this whole situation. Very sad.
And whether he done it or not, brother, if he stays on in Parliament, the working environment can be the same as Chris Healy, when Chris Healy went down to the Gold Coast, and the three other stuff that he got charged for assaulting another white police officer, female one, assaulting him. And of course, the police pursued him in the chase card, like the vigilantes, and choking out a bloke named Luke Cole. And even though he was still there working, and It wasn't a good environment, work environment, brother, I reckon. And I look back, you know, I look at our racism and sexism with white women. And I look at the privileged white men, the power of privileged white men, brother. And there's a lot of similarities with us, because as well, I look at Cindy Thornton, mother. She changed herself to the public bar, because women wasn't allowed in the bar. Same way with us before, brother. What's happening there? It is a toxic work environment there for women. And I think back to Alan Jones, you know, the stuff that he said about Julia Gillard, you know, and she pointed him out, and a lot of the stuff that go on. And I reckon the blokes were getting away with it. And I also look at the Me Too movement. I mean, we took advantage of the Black Lives Matter. And but the women here, like in Parliament, they didn't latch on to that
Me Too movement
stuff, you know, brother?
Exactly.
But with this Me Too stuff, brother, I also like to go back right back to that old man on the $2 coin. I get choked up when I talk to brother, but that Carlson massacre, brother. And what happened out there, brother, like, you know all the stuff, but I'm just going to say it anyway. It was killing of black fellows when it was illegal and illegal to kill cattle. But what happened was that massacre started because of a tribal marriage. That white dingo trapper took his missus. And of course, the repercussion from that massacre. And I reckon that when that happened, it was one of the things that set the tone for the privileged white men. And it was saying in a big way to our people, if you interfere with us white men going with black women, this can happen to you too. Stolen generation didn't come from the so-called uncivilized, savage black man taking advantage of the white woman. I think that Me Too, in that way, And I also think about all the stuff, you know, that happened to Brittany Higgins, eh, brother?
Mm.
50 metres from Scott Moe's office.
Yeah.
They had security there. But the difference was with what's happening in Canberra, the heart of of the nation, Canberra.
Mm, exactly.
The women are coming head forward office. And say these things happen to us. The women, the sexism. There are going to be some more women, I think, on Thursday night on Q&A.
Yes.
But anyway, they are saying that. But then, brother, you look at, oh, I feel like swearing again, brother. Mal Brough and, the whistleblower, the black fellow whistleblower, what he said about what happened at the heart of our country, at Mudujulu, brother. And they had the, I feel like swearing all the time, brother.
Control, brother.
The army go out there, brother, and frighten all our old people, you know, and they're running to the thing to get from the store. You know, maybe they thought like a massacre again, brother.
Yep.
And they done it, same way, like Iraq, on a lie, yeah, brother, that there were a lot of pedophiles out there.
Sweep it under the carpet.
Nothing like that happened out there, and nobody was charged. But anyway, that's what I like. I sort of see all this happening now. They went overboard, Johnny Howard, with our people. But here in Canberra, the women are saying this happened to us, you know?
Mm.
So whether that bloke, he's not on yet. He's going to come on soon. He's supposed to come on soon. I know he is, brother. I know that fellow who he is. It's, you know, I don't want to say words yet.
Mm.
It's all over Facebook, I think, brother. Anyway, brother, I'm waiting for that to come on.
Yes.
I'm sort of talking about the hypocrisy, you know, brother, about all that stuff. But we are like the women too, like black fellows collectively, with these powerful white women, and things are going to change. The women, you know, they're going to be a mentorship with white males. Them white males too. Are they listening, brother? They got daughters. They got
exactly.
too. You know,
they got daughters.
And That can't go on, brother. But there are going to be changes, and well, that trickle stands to us too, brother. To us, the black fellas, brother.
Exactly.
Thank you, brother. That's my beef for today, brother.
Thank you, my brother. That's our soul on there having his say here on your daily program, National Talk Black, and the daily conversation. If you want to have 1-800-422-416, it's coming up to news time very soon. Just make a point here, this story from Nine News with Richard Wood, Rio Tinto chairman, to stand down after cave blast uproar. Mining giant Rio Tinto's chairman, Simon Thompson, will step down from the post next year. The company said Mr. Thompson will not seek re-election at the miners' 2022 annual general meeting. Rio Tinto's reputation remains dented after the destruction of 46,000-year-old rock shelters at Jungan Gorge in Western Australia last year. So, look, there it is. They're stepping down, and that's probably fitting and that should happen. Look, have you say, squeezing the yarn, it's quickly a natural fact. It's coming up to the time. Murray got to say goodbye, but I thank you for your time. Back in the hot seat again tomorrow with that daily number, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black, otherwise 24/7. You can text the brother, 045-714-0455. Don't forget our Facebook page. Yes, we are up and running again. Facebook page, BBM 987 FM. And you can have your say and look at all the yarns there that way as well for your keyboard warriors. Otherwise, news coming up here on NERS, National News Radio Service. Thank you for your company. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. More importantly, stay safe. We are still in a pandemic. Abide by the rules and get the injection. Is highly recommended. Of course, it is your choice. But of course, converse with your doctors, GP, or your First Nation health organisation. Stay safe, you mob. Let's go to Woorabinda with Wadja Wadja Boys. Too deadly.
I'm a chef, I dress to impress. Kickin' back, I bring the best. Rockin' with the mic on my chest. This beat about my culture and my family. Rock with me, eagle my turtle. I'm flying high, knowing I'm a Wadja Murray. Full with pride, I graduated school. But I want my people to do the same. Put your hands up, be proud, don't be ashamed. I know you're getting pressured by your beef. Make your own church, stand on your own two feet. And believe what's right from wrong. I know you got along and your hip is strong. You still got a long way to go. So we here, dropping our beat and my flow. Because we the Wadja Wadja Boys, we come to make noise. Yeah. We
Watcha, 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 boys, we come to make noise.
Look out for Richie Bridge, I'm EG from Wuri, Central Queensland, Murray. Raise your hand for the man, representing my land the best way that I can. Dropping the flow, letting everybody know what am. The name is Richard, I'm respecting the scripture. And that's why I see the midgets out of flabbing ninja. We flip the mic to the side, make the crack get large. Get back from far, 4, 3, 2, 1. Ready, here we come, turn around and run. Rock the spot, sound and hard, 24 run. I clock your ass, I riggity, 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 break it down. I represent my town the best way that I can. Dropping the flow, letting everybody know I am. Yeah,
yeah, what?
We the Watcha Watcha Boys.